For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Alexandra Olgan. Bulldozers on Edisto Beach move, contain, and shape sand that is being pumped onto it. The dark, watery mixture is spewing out of a series of connected metal pipes that go more than a mile out into the Atlantic Ocean. Those pipes lead to a dredge, a big machine, according to Thomas Payne.
This dredge is 250 feet long, 49 feet wide, and 11 foot deep.
Payne is managing part of the beach renourishment project. The team has about 3 months to extend the beach.
He'll begin starting with pumping water, and then once he gets a good flow, he'll drop his cutter head ladder, which is the cutter mechanism that travels on the bottom of the floor, and will stir up the sand and will slurry it and pump it.
During high tide, the sandy part of the beach is much smaller than it used to be. The ocean is yards from the first row of elevated beachfront homes.
Yeah, the beach erosion had gotten very bad.
Judy Williams and her husband have a home on the island. They've lived here for 18 years. She says the construction on the beach is much needed.
A lot of times it would just cut away the sand. You would have like a 3 or 4 foot step off, a drop off, from what when they originally put the sand on like they do in today.
Over the past few years, tropical storms and hurricanes have damaged the coastline on Edisto. Mayor Jane Darby says the sand replacement project is starting almost a year earlier than originally planned.
Each of these events increased the scope and the urgency of our nourishment project.
Not to mention driven up the cost. Darby says the town's covering a third of the $18 million project. A combination of county, state, and federal funds will make up the rest.
It is very expensive, but if you consider that the beach is our industrial park, and that only with a beach do you get your tourism industry, which also plays into all the funding for the town, then it's vitally important to us, because that would be the same analogy as losing your business. So the whole town is dependent on that beach.
Edisto Beach has been doing these renourishment projects for years, like many other coastal communities up and down the East Coast and Gulf of Mexico, many with aid from state and federal governments. Rob Young, who leads the program for developed shorelines at Western Carolina University, says he doesn't think it's sustainable.
We probably shouldn't be doing it absolutely everywhere, and I am suggesting that we will not be able to do it absolutely everywhere forever. It's going to get incredibly expensive, and we're going to run out of money. And we're also going to run out of sand in some places. I mean, sand is not an infinite resource.
Data collected by the Developed Shorelines Program shows that nearly 80 projects on beaches in South Carolina since the 1950s have cost hundreds of millions of dollars. Young believes communities who want to renourish should bear the full cost.
I think it is incumbent on these coastal communities to find a way to cover their own risk of developing, investing, and being in these wonderful coastal areas.
He points to Hilton Head as an example. The vacation destination funds its projects with local fees. Back on Edisto Beach, crews will be working around the clock to have the project done by May, the start of tourism season. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Alexandra Olgan, reporting from Edisto Beach.